Commissioner for Government Secondary Education at the Ministry of Education and Sports has urged students to remain disciplined, focused and grounded amid rising social pressures and distractions affecting learners at all levels. Juliet Atuhaire Muzora noted that mental stress is increasingly affecting both students and teachers. The remarks were made during the 72nd anniversary celebrations of Teso College Laureate in Soroti City, where top performing students from last year's national examinations were recognized in a ceremony attended by parents, teachers and local leaders.
These days there is a lot that confuses our students, not only these ones who are still continuing in secondary school, but even at primary and at university and other tertiary institutions. These days we have a lot of mental stress for all people, including even the teachers. And so when we choose to have the right attitude, the right values, and we become focused, then the rest we shall be able to navigate through. As young boys, as we celebrate the achievers, I encourage you not to lose direction. Let nothing snatch your star of excellence. Even when I go to university, we have seen so many children go with good grades, but along the way, they get excited and they get lost. Boys, don't choose to be young fathers. Choose to be a father by choice.
The school head teacher, Teso College, Julius Opaso, highlighted steady academic improvement, noting that the school's national rankings of 36th and 69th in 2025, while calling for more investment in learning resources.
In the recent UCE results, Teso College was number 36 countrywide. Over almost 4,000 schools, Teso College was number 36. I think that is great. At the A-level, out of so many schools, not less than 3,000, Teso College was the 69th in position. This is great. Two of our students got 20 points, several got 19, many more got 18, and so on. Out of a class of 110 students, over half of the class got 15 points and above. And we are very confident that this year we are sending nearly 30 students to the university on national merit. Dear students, I know you are there in that tent. You only prepare pocket money, transport, maybe some stationery. But the fees will be catered for by the government of Uganda, which is the NRM. That's great.
The chief guest, David Calvin Echodu, pointed to infrastructure gaps, urging government intervention while encouraging parents to prioritize education for national development. Soroti City East, a member of parliament-elect Moses Atano Kia, emphasized discipline, patience and resilience as key to success.
What does success demand from us? One, patience. Life will test you. I stand before you as MP-elect, but life has tested me. Those who know my journey can attest to it. Don't lose the patience. Even when school fees is failing, when your parents are struggling, hang in there. Be patient and pursue your dream. Success demands that you work hard. Dreams don't respond to wishes. They respond to effort put in. I put in effort to be what I am today. You will not get the throne without putting in efforts and taking the scars. The other thing that success will demand of you is never to give up. Every champion has a story filled with failures and difficulties. The only difference is they never stopped. Those that are going to be awarded had failures. Failures of paying school fees late, parents almost selling virtually everything, but today they are champions being awarded.
During the service, Reverend Ben Okiria reminded students to use their time wisely, warning that poor time management affects future success. The celebration was also featured outstanding academic performances by triplets Isaac Odongo, Abraham Opio and Jacob Ochen, who scored 20, 18 and 16 points respectively at A-level as they prepare to join university in August. Teso College Laureate remains a boys boarding government secondary school with an enrollment of 1,700 36 students. In Kapilebyong District, the education authorities there have raised concerns over poor learning attendance at Dukul Primary School, where teachers report that some pupils attend classes only twice a week. Head teacher Jennifer Aguti has decried the trend, noting that irregular attendance is negatively affecting learners' outcome. She also criticized some of the parents for failing to closely follow up on their children, a situation she says has contributed to increased school absenteeism. Meanwhile, the district education officer, DEO Kapilebyong, Stephen Olinga, attributes part of the problem to infrastructure gaps, particularly a shortage of classroom blocks in some schools. He added that during rainy seasons, access to schools becomes even more difficult for learners, further worsening attendance and levels.
I know Dukul, what I know, you know, Kapilebyong's waterlogged area, especially Odukul, when it rains and actually you visit this school Odukul, you need actually to put on gumboots. And again, it is funny, when it even stops raining and it shines for just even a week, you will find that the place dries to the extent that you can even be able to just sweep even the field. But as a district and as a department, we are addressing the issue of the shortage of classrooms in Odukul.